Track 43.
I'm Nick Ventulo, Senior Content Project Manager, and I watched this TED Talk after reading the synopsis. It immediately caught my interest and did not disappoint. I feel like Amy Smith should be speaking to high schools all over the developed world, recruiting future engineers. I'd like to start by telling you about what particularly impressed me about this talk and why. The first thing is Amy Smith is an engaging speaker, inspiring and passionate about using her resources, the resources available in a developed country, to make the world a better place. She told us in detail the many issues faced by the people in Haiti and in other countries where she and her team have worked. Now that I've explained a little bit about her, I'll move on to describe what she said that was new for me. Although I was aware of the poverty in Haiti, I had no idea of the number of people dying due to respiratory illnesses from indoor cooking fire fumes. Over 2 million people worldwide die annually. Isn't that heartbreaking? I found it horrifying to think of, when I take it for granted that I can easily and safely cook a meal for my family each day. I'd like to tell you what the solutions are a little later. Okay, now for the work she tells us about in her talk. It really felt like people making a difference, a worthwhile investment. Ms. Smith and her team of MIT students and Peace Corps volunteers are helping people help themselves. They're using recent technology to come up with simple solutions to improve quality of life. And that makes me hopeful for the future. So, about the solutions. Although the goal of her team was to create a cleaner cooking fuel that would prevent the deaths of these mainly women and children, there were other benefits to creating the end product. What they did was use leftover sugarcane fiber called bagasse, a byproduct from sugar production. This material, unlike charcoal, does not cause deforestation like traditional wood cooking fires, and that's incredible. The fact that the team worked to create something useful and necessary out of waste is amazing. Although Ms. Smith joked about the different things the team had tried, it was touching that they cared about the long-term social impact so much. Particularly her statement about not stopping farmers from becoming farmers, but helping them be successful farmers is striking. It's not even the case that one solution fits every country, as she herself found when she traveled to India to look there at the cooking fuel fume problem. There, they had to look for alternatives, as in that region in India, there wasn't any sugarcane. They had to find other waste biomass to use, which I'm happy to say they did. Lastly, it's quite overwhelming to think of the problems people face every day just to get by. The statistics at the end were thought-provoking and just reinforced how fortunate we are. In my view, everyone is entitled to live with dignity, and these solutions will allow people to do just that. This is about working with people to develop the tools they need to improve their day-to-day lives, health, and economic situation. Having dedicated, innovative individuals working towards a better world really made me feel hopeful for the future. I'm sure it will make you feel the same way, too.